High school can be a tough time for a teen. Imagine having your school attacked by a terrorist group. If I were to ask you what your high school or secondary school years were like, what would your response be? Would it be A, hell on earth? B, I have no idea how I survived? C, please don't remind me? Or D, great, thanks, loved them. As an aside, please don't email me with your answers. The question was meant to be rhetorical, but for the record, my answer would be D, great, thanks, loved them. Oh, seriously. I'm fairly sure that for many, high school was a tough slog. We enter at the beginning of puberty, a difficult time to be sure, and have to navigate hormones, relationships, rivalries, cliques, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Oh, and the courses themselves, I almost forgot about that. I would imagine that for most of us, serious violence was not part of our average day at school. Yeah, sure, there were fights at school. Fight, 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 fight. And at least at my school, the odd drug deal. Marijuana, I assume. But nothing to tremble at. Then again, I went to Catholic Central in pedestrian London, Ontario in the 1970s, where there was not a lot going on. Here I am channeling my inner corner gas. In other places, there may have been knife battles or even gangs with guns. But terrorism? Rare, I'd bet. Except in a land like Israel. On this day in 1974, three members of the Popular Front for Liberation of Palestine, or PFLP, a radical anti-Israel group, snuck across the border into Israel from Lebanon. Dressed as Israeli soldiers, they made their way to Ma'alot, where they killed three members of the Cohen family, apparently chosen at random, before entering an elementary school that was hosting more than 100 teenagers and teachers from a religious school in Safed for the night. The terrorists held 115 hostages, including 105 students, and threatened to kill them if Israel did not release 23 prisoners being held on terror charges. For more than 12 grueling hours, the young Israelis huddled in a booby-trapped classroom, abandoned by their teachers, until the terrorists turned on them with guns and grenades during a bloody rescue effort by the military. In all, 31 students were killed and 70 injured. All three terrorists were shot dead by Israeli forces. I've given up trying to understand the Israel-Palestine conflict. I think there's enough blame to go around on all sides. But taking students hostage and then killing them? Nope. Not acceptable in any circumstance.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.